It's the morning show. I'm Shereen Seewert, in for Kate Archer-Kent. Why are fewer high school students attending colleges and universities after graduation? And what can be done about that? From questions about affordability to debates over funding, educators and administrators are searching for answers to ensure that students who want to attend college can do so and that higher education continues to be an attractive option for young people in Wisconsin. Join in on this conversation at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jay Rothman is president of the University of Wisconsin System. He has held the position since June. President Rothman, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you.
This month, you announced a new initiative. It's called the Wisconsin Tuition Promise. UW System schools will waive remaining costs exceeded by financial aid for students from some families next fall. The program would apply to families with incomes below $62,000 per year. Why do you think this program is crucial?
I think it's crucial for a couple of reasons. You know, first out of the gate, and to be very direct, we are in a war for talent in our state. We hear that in the media, but more importantly, we're hearing that from employers, that they can't find the workers that they need. We live in a global market for talent, and if Wisconsin is going to succeed and achieve the economic vibrancy it is capable of achieving, we have to win that war for talent. And if we don't, we all lose. And that's the urgency we saw behind the Wisconsin Tuition Promise. It provides an opportunity for students that may not be able to fill that gap in tuition, that last dollar in tuition, and it helps close the opportunity gap for those students so that they have the opportunity to go to college. And if you think about the key industries of Wisconsin, whether that be agriculture or manufacturing or healthcare, or technology, or natural resources and forestry, just to name a few, they are in need of more graduates of four-year institutions. There's just no question about that. We are continuing to evolve into a knowledge economy, and that's why we saw the urgency to get the Wisconsin Tuition Promise available to students starting in the fall of 2023.
Well, the findings of a recent affordability review show that, well, the UW system is affordable, but it's only affordable for some students. Students from low income or underserved groups are more likely to struggle with the cost of attending a UW college. In addition to this program, what do you think could be done to make that system more affordable to underrepresented students across the UW's 26 campuses?
I think the Tuition Promise is a great start in the right direction, because it's that last dollar program that really takes tuition off the table in terms of the expense issue for students that are struggling from an economic perspective. So I think it's a great start in that process, but certainly continuing to look at grant programs, continuing to look at scholarships, continuing to look at philanthropy that will support students are all things that I think our universities continue to work on. You know, we are focused on filling that talent gap. We are focused on trying to create a higher level of social mobility for students, because this is an investment in human capital in the state of Wisconsin. It is in the same way that we invest in infrastructure and roads and bridges and sewers and water mains and everything else. This is an investment in human capital that benefits all of the residents of the state of Wisconsin.
Let's talk about enrollment for just a moment here. The UW system is facing a lack of enrollment. This is according to data from the University of Wisconsin System. Participation rate of Wisconsin high school graduates going to a UW college has been declining since 2017. How concerned are you about that? And how concerned are you that this trend might jeopardize system funding?
I think it's a bigger question of we ought to be focusing on how is that impacting the state of Wisconsin. If we go back to where we started, Shereen, and talk about the war for talent, if we don't win that war, Wisconsin is going to lose, quite frankly, and Wisconsin is not going to be as strong as it should be. So we want to, and I think it is in all of our best interests in the state, for all of us to get that participation rate to a higher level. We are behind participation as we look at Minnesota, for example. We are behind as we look at the national averages. That's not good for the state of Wisconsin as we move more and more into a knowledge-based economy, more driven by technology, where those four-year degrees, those graduate degrees are important. And that is by no means taking away from the trades and the great work that the tech colleges do. Those are essential as well. But if we're not graduating enough people with undergraduate degrees and graduate degrees, the state is not going to be as successful as it needs to be. And I, you know, yes, that is an enrollment question, but I think the macro issue is really, what does that mean for the state of Wisconsin long term? And that's what we're focused on.
The UW system's unrestricted fund balances topped $1 billion at the end of June. This is the first time that those funds have hit that billion-dollar mark since state lawmakers criticized the system's use of fund balances back in 2013. What are the system's plans for this money?
I think you have to look at it and put it in context. Those reserve balances, and they did tick up a little bit as we completed our last fiscal year. But remember that there was a lot of federal dollars that came into the system in prior years to support, so we didn't have to make more draconian cuts than we might otherwise have made. There were also expense savings, quite frankly, because people weren't traveling. Those types of things were not going on. 80% of those unrestricted funds, though, are really committed to existing projects, whether that be construction, whether that be debt service. And we believe, though, those are reasonable levels of reserve to have out there. So when you really think about it, if 80% or more of those dollars are already committed, the reserves themselves aren't that huge for an institution with the 13 universities across the board, about how much the investment, and just to be have some level of protection against another pandemic or some other event that will occur. We can't necessarily count on the federal government coming in and providing dollars. We have to be self-sufficient, and that's what some of those reserves are there for. They are reserves for that very reason.
Jay Rothman is president of the University of Wisconsin System. He has held that position since March. Join in, 800-642-1234. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show. I'm Shereen Seward. We continue our conversation about what's next for higher education as the fall semester is about to begin at universities and technical colleges statewide. Join in this discussion about the potential solutions to these issues. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jay Rothman is president of the University of Wisconsin System. He stays with us for the next 10 minutes on the Ideas Network. We have Nancy on the line from Milwaukee with a question. Hi, Nancy. I think we have lost Nancy. Hopefully she can call back. In the meantime, let's continue our discussion. The University of Wisconsin System is considering automatically admitting high school graduates to its campuses to boost college access and combat enrollment declines. The direct admission system is relatively new, with Idaho being the first state to try it in 2015. Why this approach, Jay?
And I think, Shereen, we need to step back a little bit. We are looking at it. Mm-hmm. We are looking at it as a possibility. It may be something that we pilot on at one university or not, but we started that conversation at the education committee at our Regents meeting in Green Bay last week. I think it is something that is worth discussion. There are pros and cons to whether or not you do direct admit. There may be universities within the system it doesn't make sense for. There may be opportunities for us to look at it. So we're going to continue that discussion. There's no decision been made about whether or not we're going to use direct admission as one of the strategies to help that participation rate that we were talking about earlier. And we're going to continue to discuss it and see where that leads us.
Do you think that it might fit some of the smaller campuses compared to, say, Madison?
It may in certain variations. It also, though, creates, you also have the challenge of just overloading some of the campuses as well by direct admit, because they need to follow up with students. And if it's just an automatic admittance, does that create challenges for them and their admissions teams, which are lean to begin with? So I think those are some of the issues that we're working through, and our chancellors are of mixed view on this, and we certainly are going to take their views of this into, you know, very serious consideration as we go through the process. We're going to continue the discussion, and I think it's worthy of having the discussion. I don't know where we will ultimately end up.
We'll certainly keep our eyes open for a decision on that as that continues. About the tuition freeze, let's shift to that. You've urged the UW system freeze in-state undergraduate college tuition for another year. Tuition at four-year universities would be frozen for a decade as of next year. UW Regent John Miller and other campus leaders have said a long tuition freeze is unsustainable without more state funding. So under what circumstances should that tuition freeze be lifted, in your opinion?
You know, as you noted, we froze tuition for the current fiscal year and for the current school year. And right now we're focused on our operating budget, and our capital budget was just approved by the regents and will go to the administration for consideration. That's where our focus is. We'll take a look at tuition as we go down the line. But right now we're really focused on the operating budget and the capital budget and having that discussion with the legislature.
We're talking about enrollment and tuition issues within the UW system with Jay Rothman. He is president of the University of Wisconsin system. UW campuses are preparing for the fall semester. Students are coming back pretty soon, and the system is working to monitor the spread of monkeypox. There are 56 confirmed cases in the state as of Monday. How are universities approaching monkeypox compared to, say, the approach to COVID-19?
Well, certainly some of the lessons that we learned from COVID-19 are being applied, but obviously the transmissibility of monkeypox is very different than COVID-19. The universities right now are focused on communication to the students. So we raise awareness of the concern around monkeypox. And then universities are also looking at testing capability. They are looking at vaccine potentiality, particularly for those who are most compromised by monkeypox. So the same task force within the system and working with the universities that has been working on COVID-19 is also actively involved in planning for monkeypox and making sure we are ready to deal whatever eventualities the virus will throw at us.
Do you have any efforts underway to communicate with students about the potential risk of monkeypox, what they can expect, what they should look out for? What kinds of efforts are we looking at?
Yeah, each of the universities is taking its own tact in terms of communicating with students, but each of the universities is directly communicating with students as they are on coming onto campus relative to the risks of monkeypox, relative to how it is transmitted, and concerns and things students should be looking out for as the school year begins.
We do have Nancy from Milwaukee back with us. Nancy, thank you for your patience. Hi.
Hello. I'm concerned about the low enrollment in some of these campuses, and it would seem to me that it would be much more beneficial use of taxpayers' dollars to close a campus unless it has a sufficient number to warrant paying all the costs that it takes to open the campus. And I'm also, and have been for many years, very concerned about the fact that you are taking in students with such a low grade level that they need all of this remedial teaching in math, writing, and reading. A friend of mine taught all those classes here at UWM for many years. And year after year, she would say, this year now, I have to take students back to the third grade to prepare them to do college work. Well, why are these students admitted in the first place if their grade level is so poor that they have to be taken back to the third grade to get them up to a working performance level at the college level?
Sure, again, sure. What do you think about what Nancy said, Jay?
Yeah, I think two very, very important questions, Nancy. And let me just address them in reverse order, talking about your last point about admittance standards. I obviously don't know the specifics of the situation that you are talking about. But I think, you know, going back to where we started from, we do live in a knowledge economy. We do are challenged in a war for talent. We do need more graduates in the state for the state to be successful. So we want to make sure that the universities do whatever they can within reason to make sure that we can prepare and graduate students that will be productive citizens and help the economic vibrancy and the social vibrancy of the state of Wisconsin. That ultimately, I think, and I appreciate that it is taxpayer dollars, and we want to be great stewards of taxpayer dollars without question. But you know, the flip side is this is an investment in the long-term future of the state. The state has made an enormous investment in the university system over many years. And I think we should all be proud of the 13 universities that comprise the UW system. And I ask myself this question frequently: what would Wisconsin look like without those 13 universities? I would submit to you it would be a very different place. And I think continued investment in our people in the state is absolutely essential for Wisconsin to be successful. In terms of the enrollment numbers, we are concerned about those. And it really goes back again, though, we need to increase the participation rate. Sure. We need to have more students who are coming out of high school or non-traditional students, people, adult learners coming back into the system for the state to be successful. I think that's critical for us long term.
Jay, I thank you so much. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have. I want to thank you for being here. Jay Rothman, president of the University of Wisconsin System. For disclosure, Wisconsin Public Radio is a service of UW-Madison and the Wisconsin Educational Communications Board. Just ahead, we delve into the world of illegal tree poaching with the author of Tree Thieves, Crime and Survival in North America's Woods. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.